Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi remembers brave hearts of the nation on Kargil Vijay Divas today, says their sacrifices for the nation fill everyone with pride. In his Mann Ki Baat program, Mr. Modi lauds collective perseverance of Indian scientists and engineers, leading to countries scaling new heights in defense production and space sector. Mr. Modi says he is proud of the nation's youth power, who've been performing exceptionally well in sports events and international Olympiads. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan lead the nation in paying tributes to country's brave soldiers for their supreme sacrifices during Kargil War. Government urges Indian nationals to assess the prevailing security situation before accepting assignments on commercial vessels operating in the Black Sea region. And IMD issues red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over central Maharashtra and Odisha today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi remembered the brave hearts of the nation today on the occasion of Kargil Vijay Divas, stating that India is continuously scaling new heights, be it in defence production, defence exports or political cooperation with friendly nations. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said today, the 26th of July, is a date that does not require a calendar to be remembered as Kargil Vijay Divas is being celebrated today.
आज कारगिल विजय दिवस है. ये दिन हमें गर्व से भर देता है. ये दिन हमें अपने वीर जवानों के अद्भुत साहस की याद दिलाता है. कारगिल की ऊंची ऊंची चोटियां, कठिन मौसम, दुश्मन की चुनौती, हर परिस्थिति हमारे सैनिकों के सामने थी, लेकिन उनका हौसला हर चुनौती से बड़ा था. उन्होंने माँ भारती की रक्षा के लिए अपना सर्वस्व अर्पित कर दिया. आज कारगिल विजय दिवस पर मैं सभी वीर शहीदों और वीर सैनिकों को श्रद्धापूर्वक नमन करता हूँ.
Mr. Modi said India is continuously strengthening her technological capabilities. He highlighted the recent induction of INS Mahendragiri into the Indian Navy. The Prime Minister said, every Indian is filled with pride following the successful launch of Vikram 1 last Sunday. Mr. Modi praised the young innovators for displaying remarkable skill, passion and patience. Speaking about the Catch the Rain campaign, Prime Minister Modi said, a special nationwide campaign has been underway since the 4th of July.
कैच द रेन का संदेश बहुत सीधा है. जब बारिश गिरे, पानी को वहीं सहेजिए. इसलिए 4 जुलाई से देश भर में एक विशेष अभियान भी चलाया जा रहा है. इसके तहत बारिश के पानी के संचयन, ग्राउंड वाटर रिचार्ज, पुराने जल स्रोतों के पुनर्जीवन और वृक्षारोपण को नई गति दी जा रही. मुझे बहुत खुशी है कि गांव हो या शहर, पंचायतें हो या सामाजिक संस्थाएं, हर जगह लोगों ने बढ़ चढ़कर भागीदारी की है.
In his Mann Ki Baat address today, the Prime Minister said every Indian is cheering for all the athletes participating in the Commonwealth Games, which began in Glasgow a few days ago.
हमारे युवाओं ने हाल के दिनों में स्पोर्ट्स में कई शानदार उपलब्धियां हासिल की. पीवी सिंधु बैडमिंटन में जापान ओपन का खिताब जीतने वाली पहली भारतीय बन गई हैं. उनकी इस उपलब्धि पर पूरे देश को गर्व है. भारतीय महिला क्रिकेट टीम ने भी लंदन में लॉर्ड स्टेडियम में अपना पहला टेस्ट मैच जीता है. यह एक ऐतिहासिक जीत है. हमारी टीम ने 270 रनों के बड़े अंतर से यह मुकाबला जीता. लेकिन बात सिर्फ इतनी सी नहीं है. लॉर्ड्स के लंबे इतिहास में यह महिलाओं की टीम का पहला टेस्ट मैच 1983 में इसी मैदान पर भारत ने अपना पहला क्रिकेट विश्व कप जीता था. अब हमारी नारी शक्ति ने यहाँ देश का नाम रोशन किया है.
The Prime Minister also spoke about science Olympiads, noting that a large number of students participate in these events.
इस महीने फिजिक्स, केमिस्ट्री, बायोलॉजी और मैथमेटिक्स के ओलंपियाड हुए. इन कॉम्पिटिशन में भारतीय दल का प्रदर्शन शानदार रहा. फिजिक्स ओलंपियाड में हमारे सभी 5 स्टूडेंट्स ने गोल्ड मेडल जीते और भारत ने पहली रैंक हासिल की. पिछले एक दशक में हुए हर फिजिक्स ओलंपियाड में हमारे देश के स्टूडेंट्स ने गोल्ड या सिल्वर मेडल जरूर जीता है. केमिस्ट्री ओलंपियाड में भी हमारे सभी स्टूडेंट्स ने गोल्ड मेडल जीता. यह अब तक की बेस्ट परफॉर्मेंस रही है. बायोलॉजी ओलंपियाड में भी हमारे सभी स्टूडेंट्स ने मेडल जीते, इनमें एक गोल्ड मेडल भी शामिल है। वहीं मैथमेटिक्स ओलंपियाड में हमारे स्टूडेंट्स ने 2 गोल्ड और 4 सिल्वर मेडल्स अपने नाम किए। मुझे देश की युवा शक्ति पर बहुत गर्व है। यह देखकर खुशी होती है कि भारत में ओलंपियाड्स और हैकेथॉन्स का कल्चर निरंतर बढ़ रहा है।
In this edition of Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi mentioned Kashmir's traditional Vagu mat, which is crafted out of reeds and paddy straw. Mr. Modi said that the country is moving forward with the mantra of vocal for local and urged people to make Kashmir's Vagu a part of their homes. The Prime Minister expressed satisfaction that people across the country are fulfilling their responsibility towards nature through the Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam campaign. On the subject of plastic pollution, Mr. Modi expressed concern that waste from single-use plastic continues to harm nature for years. He stressed on the proper disposal of plastic. Mr. Modi reiterated his call for everyone to worship Lord Ganesh idols made from country's own clay during Ganesh Utsav instead of idols made of POP.
इस बार गणपति पूजा में देश की मिट्टी से बने गणेश जी को अपने घर पर स्थापित करें, उनकी पूजा करें। आपका ये प्रयास भी एक तरह से प्रकृति की ही पूजा होगा।
The nation will celebrate National Handloom Day on the 7th of August. He urged people to honor weavers by encouraging handloom craft and further strengthen the spirit of being local for vocal for local.
हथकरघे से बना हर परिधान किसी न किसी क्षेत्र, समुदाय और इससे जुड़े असंख्य लोगों की कहानी को सामने लाता है। ये वो लोग हैं जो गर्व के साथ भारत की सांस्कृतिक विरासत को संजोने में जुटे हैं। आज के दिन मेरा आग्रह है कि हम हस्तकला को प्रोत्साहित कर अपने बुनकर साथियों का सम्मान करें। आइए हम वोकल फॉर लोकल की भावना को और सशक्त करें।
The Prime Minister also mentioned Khadi, saying that Khadi was very dear to Mahatma Gandhi.
हम सभी जानते हैं कि खादी महात्मा गांधी को बहुत प्रिय थी। बीते कुछ वर्षों में खादी काफी लोकप्रिय हुई है। पिछले 12 वर्षों में इसकी बिक्री 6 गुना बढ़ी है। बिक्री का यह आंकड़ा अब 8000 करोड़ रुपए के करीब पहुंच चुका है। मेरा आप सभी से आग्रह है कि आने वाले त्योहार में खादी का कोई न कोई, हैंडलूम का कोई न कोई, हैंडीक्राफ्ट का कोई न कोई प्रोडक्ट जरूर खरीदें।
Tomorrow, the 27th of July, marks the death anniversary of Bharat Ratna Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. Mr. Modi said, Dr. Kalam's personality embodied many inspiring facets, yet the role of a teacher was closest to his heart. Concluding his address, Mr. Modi spoke about Independence Day, which will be celebrated on the 15th of August. He urged all to share their myriad ideas and suggestions before the 15th of August, as always on MyGov. Kargil Vijay Diwas is being observed today across the country to honor the bravery of Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the Kargil War of 1999. The day marks the 27th anniversary of India's victory over Pakistan in the conflict and the successful conclusion of Operation Vijay. During this operation, the Indian Armed Forces reclaimed territories in the Kargil district of Jammu and Kashmir that had been infiltrated by Pakistani soldiers and militants. On the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid tributes to the brave soldiers who had laid down their lives in the defense of the motherland. In a social media post, President Murmu said the unparalleled valor, unwavering resolve and supreme patriotism of the soldiers exemplify the finest traditions of the Indian Armed Forces. In Ladakh, Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today led the 27th Kargil Vijay Diwas commemorations at the Kargil War Memorial in Dras, paying homage to the brave hearts of the 1999 Kargil War. The Raksha Mantri laid a wreath at the cenotaph and paid tributes to the soldiers who made the supreme sacrifice during Operation Vijay. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Rajnath Singh said, the Kargil War was not only India's military and diplomatic victory, but also a defining moment when the world witnessed the indomitable courage and valor of Indian soldiers. More from our correspondent.
Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today led the 27th Kargil Vijay Diwas commemoration at the Kargil War Memorial in Dras, by paying homage to the brave hearts of the 1999 Kargil War. Addressing the gathering, he said that the Kargil War was not only India's military and diplomatic victory, but also a defining moment that showcased the courage and valor of Indian soldiers before the world. He said their bravery continues to be a matter of pride for every Indian. The Raksha Mantri also honored Veer Naris and the next of kin of Kargil martyrs and flagged in the Shaurya Vijay Yatra. For Akashwani News, this is Anad Ali from Kargil War Memorial, Dras.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The government will introduce the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. The bill is listed in the business of the House for Monday. The bill seeks to amend the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. It will be introduced by Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh. On Friday, the Union Cabinet had approved a draft bill to set up fast-track courts and to ensure stricter punishment in cases of paper leaks and exam malpractices. Union Minister Pralhad Joshi has taken over as the new Education Minister following the resignation of Dharmendra Pradhan. Mr. Joshi has been assigned the charge of the Ministry of Education in addition to his existing portfolio. Mr. Joshi is currently serving as the Minister of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, and New and Renewable Energy. Earlier, talking to media after the announcement, Mr. Joshi said he will try his level best to meet the expectations from him.
Thank Honorable Prime Minister for giving such a huge responsibility, and with a great trust he has assigned this responsibility to me. I can only say at this moment I will perform and I will try to come to his expectation in this particular department. With full strength I will try to work with all humility and honesty.
Earlier, the CJP had withdrawn its agitation after the government agreed to its demands. Union Ministers J.P. Nadda and Dr. Jitendra Singh held the third round of discussion with the CJP delegation yesterday, focusing on its demands for reforms in the examination system and measures to prevent paper leaks. External Affairs Ministry today issued an advisory urging Indian nationals intending to undertake employment on commercial vessels operating in or transiting Black Sea region to carefully assess the prevailing security risks before accepting such assignments. The advisory stated that those who choose to undertake such employment should exercise the utmost caution. The security situation in and around the Black Sea and adjoining maritime areas remains highly volatile due to the ongoing conflict. Commercial vessels operating in or transiting these waters are facing significant security risks, including missile and drone attacks. In its advisory, the ministry said Indian nationals requiring consular assistance should contact the Embassy of India or consulates in the region. The emergency contact number of the Embassy of India in Russia is +7 965 2773 414, and the emergency contact number for the Embassy of India in Ukraine is +38 0933 559958. Ministry of External Affairs Fact Check Unit has refuted social media posts claiming that ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that there is no foreign funding behind the recent protests in Jantar Mantar in Delhi. The Fact Check Unit stated that such posts are misleading and misrepresent the statement of the spokesperson. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Maharashtra and Odisha for the day. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions over Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Konkan and Goa during the next 2 to 3 days. The weather agency has predicted heavy rainfall conditions over coastal Andhra Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh, Gangetic West Bengal and Himachal Pradesh today. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi remembers brave hearts of the nation on Kargil Vijay Divas today, says their sacrifices for the nation fill everyone with pride. In his Mann Ki Baat program, Mr. Modi lauds collective perseverance of Indian scientists and engineers, leading to country scaling new heights in defense production and space sector. Mr. Modi says he is proud of the nation's youth power who've been performing exceptionally well in sports events and international Olympiads. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan lead the nation in paying tributes to the country's brave soldiers for their supreme sacrifices during Kargil War. Government urges Indian nationals to assess the prevailing security situation before accepting assignments on commercial vessels operating in the Black Sea region. And IMD issues red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over central Maharashtra and Odisha today. And with that, we end the midday news.